Meeting with the Humboldt County Community Group, Assemblymember Chris Rogers gave an update on the state budget, which will be impacted by January's catastrophic wildfires. During the March 26th online meeting with the Community Economic Resilience Consortium, Rogers summarized the state budget situation and its relevance to local funding. Elected last November, Rogers is a member of the Assembly's Budget Committee. California's budgets over the last 2 years have had large deficits, with a $73 billion deficit last year. Released last January, Governor Gavin Newsom's preliminary budget proposal for this year includes a slight positive balance, but Rogers questioned the cuts that allow it and warned of the impact of the Southern California wildfires.
So this year, the governor brought forward his budget. It already was going to be a bit murky to begin with. He zeroed out any funding for housing and homelessness services, which I know he knew that the governor or that the legislature was going to push back on. He proposed an 8% cut to our CSU, UC, and community college systems, which he knew that the legislature was going to push back on. He also backfilled nearly $500 million in funding with the Prop 4 bond, which he knew that we were going to push back on, because that was not the intent, was to backfill programs when voters passed that. And all of that was before you had the LA fires and before you had Trump take office. And as happens in most big fires, LA has gotten an extension on when their property taxes are going to come due. I think it's been 6 months that they were pushed back, that for folks who are in the fire impacted areas. Also, for folks who unfortunately lost everything, they pay property taxes on the value of the land, not on what the home was worth prior to the fire. So we already know that that element by itself is going to be a fairly huge hit to the state budget that's going to need to be accounted for.
Rogers added, quote, "We also know that you've got Trump in the White House, and every single tweet creates new chaos and new uncertainty around budget, particularly for things like Medi-Cal." Rogers described the state budget as a statement of priorities and values, and said he's opposing education cuts that will affect Cal Poly Humboldt and cuts to Medi-Cal.
I've been pushing back on the education cuts to our CSU system for Cal Poly Humboldt and for Sonoma State and for others. We are working through what that actually will look like when the May revise comes out and we have a better understanding of how much money the state is going to be operating with. We have a better understanding of what all of the changes at the federal level are going to mean at the local level. And then we're going to have to talk about what our value systems are and where we want to backfill to the extent that we can some of the federal government. I'll tell you, California gives about $100 billion a year in tax credits. And we've been going through that. About 2% of that goes to low-income families. It's the earned income tax credit, or the young child tax credit. And we've been looking through candidly to see what other tax credits that we give would I rather eliminate than, say, cut education or cut Medi-Cal. So we're having those active conversations now in advance of what the May budget will look like, so that come June, we can deliver on something that not only do I view budget documents as a value statement, but I really look at it as an investment tool for our communities as well. What do we want California to look like?
During a question and answer session, Matt Rees, CEO of the Southern Humboldt Community Healthcare District, talked about a nationwide trend of hospital closings and the role of Medi-Cal.
There's been 10 hospitals closed across the U.S. in this so far this year in 2025. And so I really appreciate you guys paying attention to Medi-Cal and the state budget there and making sure that we can continue all the programs there. I know everybody's worried on our side. We have one hospital that is going through bankruptcy here in California, and we've had others close in California. And so Medicaid is a big part of what funds our hospitals. Our hospital's 45% Medi-Cal. Mm-hmm. And so we really rely on those payments, and we participate in a lot of programs, because our initial payment for Medi-Cal only covers about 15% of our costs to take care of patients.
Rogers said that although there's partisanship nationally, Republican and Democratic legislators in the state's rural areas are dealing with the same problems on issues like healthcare, and there's a sense of partnership on addressing them. The meeting also included some discussion on pretty dire predictions, quote unquote, about impacts of moves made by the Trump administration. Rogers said a combination of financial circumstances and uncertainty related to Trump's policies has caused one of Humboldt's offshore wind energy developers to freeze its investments. But another developer is moving forward, he said, and California is supporting wind energy port development. For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.